Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. Today is 11/22/22. Thank you so much for joining us, those who are dialed in. With your hand up for ministry and listening, God bless you. Thank you for being here. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to join faith and hearts and attention towards our one true living God. God bless you for your faithfulness and your friendship and fellowship to PGN. So bless you for that. Those of you that are listening online as well, we welcome you. I hope that you are blessed, that the Lord blesses your eyes and your ears to see that the presence of the Lord stands with you and welcomes you in a level place and makes himself known to you and just enlarges your heart and your territory for his presence. So we thank you, everyone, for joining us. Well, so before I start, I just want to say I was going to do this particular program, a particular, I don't know if you call it, kind of like an end of year journal prompt in seeking the Lord. He kind of put two things together for me here today. So if there is something that you have something to write with, you probably will want some type of mechanism, paper and pen, if you're one to go after these things in the spirit and seeking the Lord and journaling and just prompting him, asking you, spiritual growth kind of a thing. And again, I was going to do this in December, but the Lord moved this up on the list today. So I'm just going to be faithful and offer it now. And but you may want to have something to write with. So I'm saying that to say you have time to go get it if you can't travel with your phone to go get it. And we're also going to pray. I'm going to pray a verse for Jerusalem before we start in Psalm 122 and just praying and blessing the peace of Jerusalem. And then pray a scripture over you and your family, and then go ahead and get started. Or no, I'm going to end with a scripture for your family, but I can then go ahead and get started. So let me start with this. And so Psalm 122, 9 verses. I'm going to be reading mostly tonight from the New King James Version for those of you that are interested. That's where they're coming from. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up and the tribes of the Lord to the testimony of Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment and the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and their companions, I will now say, peace be with you. Because of the house of the Lord, I will seek your good." So, Father, we lift up, Lord, as your word says, Father God. We know that your heart, Lord, and your attention and your eye, Lord, it will not forsake Israel, that it is attentively watching and actively participating in her watchful care, Father God. So we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May it be a well within its city walls, God. We thank you, Lord, for the friendship of the Spirit over Israel, God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you that America would remain friends and allies with Israel, God, that they would join hands, Lord, in Jesus' name, especially in the spirit, Father God. We thank you for its borders, that you protect them, even in its waterways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the things that it produces, every fruitful commodity that Israel produces, God, we ask for the peace of God to be upon that, and we pray for increase and prosperity within its land, within its nation, for its people. Protect them, God, preserve them. Lord, open their eyes that they might see the true Messiah is Jesus Christ, God. And we thank you, God, for the preservation of the land there for your temple mount, God, that your name would be known and seen as the one true God, Lord. So we thank you in advance for that. And we bless this evening. We ask, Lord, we just dedicate it unto you, Lord. We thank you for your presence and your goodness, Lord, that we follow you. We're your disciples, and we follow after you, God, and we follow your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Send forth your word this evening, God, that it might accomplish that in which you purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I was going to go ahead and read this evening from, you know, the Lord is prompting me to read about the greatest commandment, that you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. And some versions, it adds strength. So when I looked it up, I was like, well, where is that verse? Just to kind of gather my thoughts and my notes, gather some, you know, notes on this today. And lo and behold, it was Matthew 22. So ironically, being today's the 22nd, and a lot of times this happens for me this way. I don't always draw attention to it, but it really does. On the date, there's certain passages or things that are that overlap with the date. And so that is one of them. So we see this cross-reference also in Luke 10:27, Mark 12:28 through 31. So it's definitely in the Gospels and Jesus speaking all three times. He is replying to those who are inquiring. So mostly to the Jewish, actually to the Jewish community, because he is said to have quoted from the law. Actually, it would have been found in the law. When they were inquiring, the Pharisees and the scribes and those experts of the law, and all three of those passages would have been inquiring, asking him, which do you say is the greatest law? Well, they're trying to trip him up and whatnot. So he knew the law so well that he was quoting it from Deuteronomy 6:5 and Leviticus 19:18. And let me say something. Okay, yes. So when he stated that, okay, in Matthew, the book of Matthew is really, is mostly the Jewish community that's being ministered to there and spoken to. And then through that book. And so when the Pharisees asked him, and the Sadducees asked him about this, he quoted again from Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and it was, he was telling them, and there were over 600 laws, there was like 613 laws, I think, that they had to abide by. Could you imagine? What all of those were, and then having people, you know, make sure you were abiding all to all of them. So when Jesus was said, he announced this one and declared this one to them, that this is the greatest of them, is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest. And then the second would be to love your neighbor as yourself. And so when he said that, he was actually trying to draw out to the Pharisees, telling them that, hey, look at what you can do and not what you can't do, right? Because all of these laws are talking about what you can't do, you know, and the restrictions within these laws. But Jesus was saying to the Pharisees and drawing out the greatest one, look at what you can do and not what you can't do. And I think it's a lesson for us as well, right? So sometimes the enemy wants to bog us down and lock us in a box or whatever restrictions he might have, trip us up and where we could go, what we can't do, and looking. But those glimmers of doors of hope and favor and grace of what you can do and stepping into that, okay, which is, it actually can be more than what we think. Actually, let me just share a brief testimony. When I was first, when I was first going to the one church, I was telling you about the bigger church where I realized how the Lord was using me prophetically and praying for people and whatnot. And I just thought at the time, all I really have in this church is prayer. I didn't see my gift as other people seen it. My eyes weren't open to it yet. I think the Lord was just developing me to draw closer to him and to hear his voice. And again, I wasn't seeing, my gift the way he was. And I thought that there was more, that there was more to me than just prayer that I could offer to. And so it just caused me to pivot a little bit, where if I would have just stayed in where the open door was, not that I didn't ever leave it, but at times I felt, discontent or not fully seen, maybe thinking, hey, I have more to offer and more to give than what I'm being allowed to do, instead of just granting the blessing and the door that was open and the things that were happening and giving him great praise and great glory, or even taking that to him in prayer to find the contentment in that and to kind of wrestle that out with him. So then in Luke, we see in Luke 10, he gives the same statement, as you were saying, and both in Luke and in Mark, they add the word strength to this verse. But in Luke 10, this is in reference to the Good Samaritan. Okay, so the expert of the law had asked him, what is written? How do you read it? Like, and Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." So he's referring again. This is total in relation to the Good Samaritan. Strength has to do with our might, like doing things mightily for the Lord, our power and our ability, right? So whatever this man had to serve the Good Samaritan within his own ability, he did it mightily unto the Lord, right? There was a lot of grace on that because he was doing it as unto the Lord. And so this expert of the law wanting to justify himself, he was, as he inquired of the Lord more about it, and the Lord said, then he said, "Well, which one of these do you think showed mercy?" And he proceeded to tell the story of the Good Samaritan, and he said, "The one who showed mercy." So that is an insight. So when he answered correctly to the Lord, it shows us that in loving others, there is a reference where the Lord delights when we show mercy to them and demonstrate his grace to them. And this reveals his mighty power and ability, right? Well, we don't just be like a doormat or be wishy-washy, right? We're doing it in the demonstration of grace and his power and his mercy. And generally, if that comes from the Lord, and we see that, and especially his prompting, people receive that. They see it as his mercy. They take that in, knowing they've been granted something more than what they deserve or what they've earned. And it's usually taken in such a manner. And then we can use that and ask the Lord to put grace on our lips, and salt, grace and salt as we're being a light as well. So then in Mark 12, it's stating, he was saying, so let your thoughts and decisions and actions, well, he was saying the law is not burdensome, because the law is to love. It's a law of love, and it's not burdensome, but it's to let it rule your thoughts and your decisions and your actions, to demonstrate the love for both God and for others. Okay, so when we love him, it is that, that we become pleasing to him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, so we're doing it in faith. But we're welcoming him, entertaining the things that he wants us to, and loving him dearly. Our hearts are a reflection of our mind. They're the fountain or the seat of our thoughts. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life." It's the same type of thing. It involves our innermost being. So our desires, affections, purposes, endeavors, our character, that is all of our heart. giving that to the Lord and seeking him and actually inviting him into those places as well. And then our soul is exactly that, our lives, our life being, and even our physical soul, our human person and soul. Sometimes in scripture, soul and spirit were almost interchangeable in a lot of ways. But then we've come to the teaching and the understanding of our body, soul, and spirit. So when they're talking about soul here again, so you'll see that sometimes in scripture, it might just say the word soul, but it's interchangeable again, sometimes in scripture, soul and spirit. But for reference here, it is just our breath of life and our human soul that we love the Lord, right? So we worship him in spirit and in truth. And our worship comes from our soul, our inward being, but then we demonstrate that through, like, when we choose to go to worship, we choose to go to church, we choose to serve the hungry, we choose to go to the food bank or the soup kitchen, you know, and you are inwardly, you decide, and then physically you're bringing your, you're taking those steps of faith to actually get your physical body there. And then our mind is our intellect and our understanding and our spirit way of thinking and feeling. So giving those things over to the Lord and, again, inviting him into those places even more so. And which I think everyone here that I'm talking to this evening that I can see dialed in anyways is probably already there and already have those capabilities and, you know, affections for the heart of the Lord in your life already actively being demonstrated. Well, here is the journal question. Thank you. Here is the journal question about loving the Lord. Okay, this is a reference of even to reconciliation, where God's going to reconcile, right? In 1 Colossians 1:20, he reconciles all things unto himself, whether things in heaven or on earth, having made peace through the atonement of his blood and the power of the cross. He reconciles all things. So that's all things in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, in our strength. He can reconcile everything, all woundedness, past, present, future. It all can be reconciled unto him. There's no other altar. There should be no other altar that we're laying down in anything in self-sufficiency, defensiveness. Before him, it's all laid down. He's our only altar. He is that only place that has full reference, full access, right? And so, and if there's anything there, he can, again, reconcile it. So we need to ask ourselves, at the end of the year, which is coming up, so this year, maybe some of you, you know, like myself, would want to start now so the Lord can speak to you and prepare you so you can see those places and those doors and those that are open to you of his grace to say yes to them. Okay, but you want to ask yourself this. You can do this year after year, the end of this year. Do I love God more? Do I love God more this November, this December, than I did January of this year? Do I love him more? And how is that measurable or defined or described in you? Like, how did that happen, right? How what was the process of, or progressively, how is this happening that you love him more now than you did January 2022. Okay? And have I learned to love in different ways? And that can be to the Lord or with others. And different, and have I learned different facets of God than I loved a couple of years ago? So have we come to a greater, you know, could be maybe, and maybe there's just one area, like a greater intellect of understanding and the spirit way of thinking and feeling that you that you didn't have a couple of years ago that you have now. And, you know, and maybe it's just one area. Maybe it is, and that's okay, because if that's the area he's growing and enlarging, you know, enlarging that territory within your heart or soul or mind or strength, then that is good, and we can define that, and we can be measurable, you know, our vigor for life, you know, or even a sense in your physical life and serving him through hospitality, whatever it might be. Has it been a different facet of God than you've loved a couple of years ago? And what does that look like? How is that defined? Am I more in love with God? Am I more in love with God? And you can even think just a couple of years ago or at the beginning of the year or just within the last couple of years. Do you think and feel and know that you are more in love with God today than you were a few years ago? Am I doing the things that will make me more in love with God? Right? So if you know that you love him in your heart, you know, and in your soul, but you need to increase loving him in your mind and in your strength, right, within your intellect, and that he needs to teach you that more, you know, inviting him into those places. There's only just a certain measure of capacity that you've ever known, but you see it demonstrated in other people more and more, and just inviting him, right, to love you more into those places. And am I doing the things that will make me, am I more in love with God, and am I doing things that will make me more in love with God? So what are your decisions, right? Your choices and your actions, your thoughts, decisions and actions, are they going to cause you to be more in love with God, right? So when the invitation comes, when the grace of the door is open to you, then you want to say yes. If that's going to make you more in love with God and your service to him, and your worship to him. And sometimes, you know, I've come to learn, I think, and I've shared this here before, there was another woman at a church that I met, and they did a lot of service. They were a lot of doers for the Lord. And I remember her telling me and sharing with me her testimony about how she didn't realize doing things for the Lord. Like, they would work in the kitchen, they would work in the store, they would do different service things like that for the Lord, just serving and doing, how it was an act of worship. And she was explaining this to me. And at the time I was thinking, yeah, I don't get it. Like, I remember thinking, I had a feeling, I sensed that she was telling me that because the Lord was wanting to prepare me to walk into that more and to see it more and to experience it more. And I have, even to this day, I've seen the Lord use just saying yes to, even if it's just being hospitable, whether that's at church or in my home, how that is an act of worship to him. And that, I think, would declare is more, for me anyways, that comes more from my mind and my strength, because so I already know my heart is right. Anyways, so that's just an example there. Okay. So we want to recognize this too. Mainly what we're doing is we're reflecting his love back to him. This is when we are loving the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are loving, we are reflecting his love back to him before we ever do anything. Okay, so it's not necessarily about doing. It's about reflecting, it's about receiving his love and then reflecting it back to him and then walking in obedience and the giftedness that he's given you and imparted unto you and instilled unto you. And walking in that faithfully, you know, and even at times maybe you're walking in your gift and your calling, and then all of a sudden you feel the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to do something out of obedience. That is, it's like he's enhancing your gift for the moment or whatever, is instilling and imparting his hand upon you to move in obedience to fulfill something that he's desiring to be fulfilled. And whatever that is, either sharing the gospel, praying, you know, a healing prayer for someone, speaking words of healing, right? He sends his word to heal us, and I believe literal healing words can come forth for our body, for our soul, and for our spirit to bring forth healing in any of those measures and in any of those manners. So we just walk in obedience and release what he wants, especially when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and then he brings forth the glory and the great measure of that. And, you know, you've heard people say testimonies like this where they will say, that's not my gift, but one time, this one time, like I hear a lot of times missionaries say this because they're making themselves available, sensitive to the Spirit, and then not just that, but obedience. Obedience is everything. So obeying the Spirit and the voice of the Lord and acting upon that in faith, whatever that might be, is the prompting. And hey, maybe you're praying in your home and interceding, and you're praying for the hurricane. You're praying over, you know, the state, you know, the East Coast, or you're praying over Florida, and the Lord is just asking you to do a prophetic act in the direction of the wind and just push your hands back, or whatever that might be. As silly and as odd as that might be, especially if that's your first time, then you want to do that. You want to make that prophetic motion, that prophetic act. He's just asking, he's calling you to be obedient with your own mind, with your own strength, and then you're entering, you're giving a place in your capacity to love him more, that he is having that place, and you are loving him more and reflecting his love back to him when you obey as well. But certainly receiving first, and then taking that in. So there is a we need to recognize what God is doing and how he's doing it in our lives when he's reconciling things in our heart, and how to love him and more actively even pursuing him year after year deeper in our love for God, and a lot of different ways that can happen for one person to another person, right? So we also want to be aware of anything that may be diminishing our capacity to receive his love. So that would be another reason to come to him, to see that you're loving him more. But anything that's diminishing that capacity to receive, because we're going to love him more when we receive from him first, right? Yes. So thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for making us a people to receive from you, God. We thank you for your blood and every exchange that you've made on the cross for us. Thank you for your Son. We thank you for the Spirit. We even thank you, Lord, how Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit himself and his faithfulness to the Father. We thank you, Lord. Let us rejoice in the Spirit and in the Father and in the Son, and just receive from you, God, in our hearts and in our minds, in our souls, Lord. We ask, Lord, by your light, Lord, your light to be circumspect, to show us the things, Lord, that may be diminishing our capacity to receive from you, God. We ask, Lord, that you would uproot those, that you would take your acts of your word to those and cut them out, God. We thank you, Lord, any places, Lord, that may be severed, almost like a scar tissue. God, we ask that you would make it pliable again and remove it, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that in all of our heart, strength, and mind, that we would be receptive to your hand and to your ways in working with us, Lord, and yielding to your ways in our life, God, that we could receive from you. We thank you, Lord, for growing us and loving you more in 2023, God, that you lead us on a path of righteousness, Lord, and beside still waters, Lord, and you satisfy our souls. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me just, the transition song will open up the phone line.
We welcome you here, Holy Spirit. You're welcome here, Holy Spirit. Come and do what you want.
Everyone, let me just get these numbers down here as I write them as I call them out, and we'll get started. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again. Our first caller here is 910-709. Good evening.
Hi, Deborah. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. Okay, well, let me pray for you. Actually, I knew it was you, but I'm going to go ahead and just say everyone's numbers. If they can say their name and their state, that would be great. Okay. All right, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just bring her before you, God. We thank you, Lord, how she belongs to you, Lord, that you are all-encompassing, Lord, and engrafting, God. We thank you, Lord, for every capability and every ability that you've given her. So I see you standing there with your hands open and the Lord placing things in your hand. When I said capability and abilities, placing abilities in your hand. So I thank you, Father God, for the abilities and the capabilities that you're giving her and imparting unto her, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, how you've ratified, God. You ratify things, Lord, before the enemy, God. There are things that are nailed to the cross, and it ratified what God did, but it was publicly in front of what the enemy I try to impart, and part of these capabilities will do that, and abilities. It's like there's that resurrection power, Dunamis power upon that to render your enemy, you know, publicly defeated. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for these capabilities and abilities, God. And I thank you there will be a strong identification with the Lord and these abilities and capabilities. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, that even others will see. That's definitely the Lord. It might silence even some of your enemies, you know, whether it was thought, whether they had wrong intentions or wrong thoughts, and even whether they were spoken or internally, but this will be known that it's of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Let me see if I can find the verse. I think it's in the Amplified. Yeah, it does talk about, I thought there was something in Colossians, though. Definitely the new covenant and his blood, talking about being ratified. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not seeing it here, but something ratified and established, it says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for your work, God. Thank you for your precious blood, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, how you demonstrated and you loved the Father with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind and all of your strength. Thank you. Thank you for that. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
That was uplifting tonight.
Pardon me?
I said that was uplifting. I guess you pointed out some of the things, I guess, that I was going through in church. And so he's saying that. Because I think they think it's not real. And I was glad to hear him say tonight that they would know that it's real, because sometimes when people think it's not real, you know, they don't want you to pretty much like pray for anybody or operate, you know, in the church. So praise God for that.
Yes. Praise the Lord for that, and that he has placed those things in your hands. And there is that type of identification, something with identifying with him, you know, where people didn't see him for who he was either, you know.
Right.
Even the people of the law, when he spoke and he knew it so well and spoke in the synagogues, I mean, they were like, rawr, you know. So whatever those spirits are, you know, but I mean, I will say I have that a lot myself, where people will doubt, or they'll say, they still do it. This is 100 times in a month, just getting up to me. But I mean, I exaggerated there. This happens to me a lot, where people will say, she didn't know that on her own. She either overheard it, or she read it from somewhere else, or something like that. Somehow they're dismissing and trying and like discrediting. And it's not like I used to take it more personally in that sense of them dismissing and discrediting. But now I see it more so in the realm of faith and measure that they have towards hearing the Spirit, even themselves. And what
right.
dynamic, Yes, because if you hear the spirit, usually people who are, and you probably do this yourself too, is you hear the spirit of God in other people, like you're sensitive to his voice, that you can hear it in people, even people that carry a religious spirit, you will hear when the spirit's using them, and you will heed to that and yield it out of respect to the voice of the Lord. And so when other people say and demonstrate they can't, then they have a lot of hang-ups that they're looking at in the flesh or in the earthly realm that they're not. To me, now it just demonstrates where they are, or otherwise they're trying to use it to bully you, to, like, out of jealousy, or they have selfish ambition. You know, I'm so, I see it a lot differently now, but I definitely, that's one thing I do hear a lot. And I've even heard in some places, I've heard people think that it is actually not even of the spirit. They think it's witchcraft or something. And it's like,
I was going to say that because when God uses me to deliver people sometimes, I think people look, and because they've never seen it, people operate, you know, in power. Yeah. They used to say that sometimes they would say that the person, that God didn't slay the person, that I knocked the person down, and, you know, and that's not possible for the person to be here and then be over there. And I'm like, well, I didn't knock anybody down. That was the Lord. I said they were just slayed in the spirit. That's and a lot of people don't believe in being slayed in the spirit. They think somebody's pushing you down. I'm like, you know, nobody's really doing that. You see some people, it's evident, you can see it. But when the spirit is slaying you, you know, nobody has, you know, nobody's doing all of that.
Yeah,
and
that's incredible.
And sometimes it makes you, sometimes I got to the point where the Lord had to tell me, you know, when I tell you to move, then you move, right? Because he doesn't care about people. He don't want me to care what people
right.
think about me. He wants me
right.
to just get up and move. And one time the pastor, he even closed up the altar, because people used to could go up there and pray, and he closed it up. And I think he did it basically for me, because, you know, and because he didn't want me, you know, to pray, you know, for people. Because when you're in a place and you're being, you know, and there's a control there, you know, they control everything. So everybody just sits now. And I started visiting other churches, and, you know, and God would use me there sometimes. So that's what I do.
Because I know
I'm just waiting for him to move me, you know. And when he does, then he will open that door, you know. And I don't know what that door is, because most churches operate like that now. You know, the people in there, they don't know the power of God. You know, they have an idea that they think that that's the power of God. You know, when they see something different they've never seen before, then they think there's something wrong with you. And they think it's voodoo. So I'm curious about that word tonight, because it's, you know, it's been pressing on me. And I'm asking God, well, you know, what do I do with who I go? You know, I can't do it unless, you know, like, people don't accept you. Because some people don't know what power is, what it is to walk in power.
Yeah.
And when they see it, they think it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is so true. And Jesus went through some of that too, but that is incredible. I'm so glad that you shared that, and that one that others hear, and that I think that is exactly, okay, the thing that you went directly to was this deliverance and the power of God. And I do believe that has to be, that is in, the Lord bubbled that up out of you, because that is the capability and ability that he's placed in your hands. Mm-hmm. And I've seen, now, and I know we all live in different regions and different parts of the world and sometimes maybe even different country. I mean, I know some people call from a lot of different regions, but I've seen, you know, where like in this particular region where I'm in, it's like, you don't want to, you're not allowed to outshine the leadership.
Yes.
So if you're demonstrating more power than the leadership, then there's not really a place for that. And because you know, I think they feel threatened by that. And then they think maybe you're going to, then the people are going to follow you and you're going to take people away from what they've built or whatever, you know, instead of coming alongside of and working and demonstrating all of who Christ is through the body and working together. And maybe there's going to be new forms and new fashions that, and a lot of, you know, I will say I've heard a lot of pastors say there's been some type of church split that's not uncommon. And when that happens, I mean, I think that there's a place of healing and wholeness that can take place for them, because what happens is then they become guarded and controlling, just like you're saying, because they don't want that to happen again. And if it does happen again, then they become more controlling. Do you see them saying, oh, okay, so then this facet, we don't even go here. They close it off. But, you know, maybe they need to hear this message and loving the Lord with all of their heart, all of their soul, and all of their mind. And then there's another church that I'm thinking of that is, the pastor's wonderful. I love to listen to his teaching and his, he has a really good heart. But I think within the church itself, there is selfish ambition with the people.
Yes.
And that, because of that, there is an evidence of, you know, where it says self-ambition. What does it talk about? Every evil spirit will be present or something in reference to a selfish ambition. There'll be, it opens it up to other evil spirits. And I see that. That's where I see the witchcraft getting a foothold, is through the selfish ambition.
Yes, because it's a lot of that. And that's why a lot of people leave in the church. Because, you know, they get tired. Those who have callings on their life, a lot of them leave the church, and they may get on shows like Blog Talk, and they may start their own house ministry or whatever, because it's so much going on in there that you can't be who God called you to be, you know. And the Lord told me to just sit still. I kept trying to leave, and he told me no, because I had to stay there, because he was going to use me in that church in the revival, and he wanted to use me for healing and deliverance, and he told me not to go anywhere. So sometimes I get up and feel like I can't go in there, and, you know, and sometimes I push myself because he said that I had to go. And sometimes I get in there and he used me, and after he uses me, then, you know, I look up and he's rolling his eyes at me, because God used me, you know, to touch somebody. And I do it anyway. Now, I've gotten bold with it because he tells me to do it. And if he tells me to do it, and then he's going to, if he, I'd rather have man roll his eyes at me and be mad than have God be mad with me and I'm walking in disobedience. So
and
I
grief
do it anyway.
While you're leaving. Yeah, that's good. Good for you. And if he's not, I mean, they're not, that's good for you, just for being obedient to the Lord. And so I'm so glad that you're actually sharing everything that you're sharing. You know, it's interesting because when we went to church on Sunday, we actually went closer to home because of the circumstances. But anyway, a word came forth, a prophetic word came forth, which I thought was interesting because we had been talking about the book of Acts here. And last week we were talking about witchcraft, but the word that came forth was in the book of Acts. I'm not sure what chapter it was from, but where they took that fire and the people actually burned the things that weren't of the Lord. They put it into the fire. And so the prophetic word was like, put these things, this witchcraft, into the fire. Things that have come into the church of witchcraft, put it into the fire. Past regrets, past pains and hurts and sorrows, put them into the fire and let God burn those up, and it's like a new day and moving forward. So I just thought it was so interesting that we landed there, and that was the word of the Lord that came forth, you know. But it was kind of cool.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm really thankful for that word tonight, because I've been struggling, and I'm still going, and, you know, and when I wake up on Sundays, you know, I sometimes I don't even want to go, but when I get there, he used me, and it doesn't matter anymore who's looking, you know, who's looking and who doesn't want God to use me, because I'm not going to be in trouble with God. I'll take man on any day, but God, I'll take man any day. He'll have a fight on his hands, but I won't mess with God. I'm going to do what God says, because, you know, you can brush man off, but God, you're going to deal with that, because when he tells you to move, you better move, and that's
and you
the
know,
truth, because.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, that is true. That is very true. And God bless you for just continuing to be obedient to him and steadfast in that. And know this, too, Sylvia, I just want to encourage you in this, is that the church, the Lord, you know, the church is the Lord's, right? He purchased it with his own blood. That's what it says in Acts 20.
Right.
And just you're loving what God loves. You love the church, Lord. I'm going to church because you love it. And I want to love what you love. You know, even us talking about love, I want to love what you love, you know. And I've had a lot of church history and church hurt myself, you know, or just, you know, they call it church hurt, if you will, but just really strange dynamics within the church. And one thing I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to love what you love. And if that's the church, I'm not going to walk away from it. As hard as it is to stay in there at times. I mean, where we're going now is okay. I haven't been involved a lot, I will say, just because of my schooling and everything else that I have going on. But I did tell the Lord, I am not going to not go to church because you love the church, you know. I mean, there might be a season or a time or a break or whatever, but in the long run, I got to find it. I got to find where he wants me to be and wait for his voice to speak to me. And he did, like he spoke to me and said, this is, you know. So, and I'm glad that we're there. And I'm also, now see, I would say we, John and I, are on the prayer team, but I mostly pray with them, you know, like in the morning, just once a week I do it, once or twice a week. But then they were going to do this altar prayer thing, and somehow we didn't necessarily, this wasn't like any hard feelings, just anything, you know, but they, somehow we didn't make the rotation or whatever, so I let my request be known, hey, I would love to pray for the people, like what's going on with the schedule, yada, yada. Well, I don't know if they were trying different things or what they were doing for a while, but because actually they were in the book of James, and they might have just been having the leadership pray because of the James 5. But then, someone sat next to me not too long ago, like within the last month, and I heard the Lord say to ask him if he has a prayer request before you leave. I want you to pray for him, ask if he has a prayer request. So I was like, okay, Lord, are you sure? And I was so tired, okay, because I work Saturday. So I was like, I know it never comes out of my own strength anyway. I've already learned that. So I said, okay. So then by the time church was over, I was like, Lord, are you sure this is what you said? Like, I want to be obedient, you know, but are you sure this is what you said? Like, have it be so that I have to ask them, like when we get out of whatever, you know. So literally they were like right in front of us. So I was saying to the girl, hey, is this your brother? He looks so well. Anyway, and so then I asked him. I said, hey, I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to ask you if you had something that you needed to pray about, you know, that you wanted a prayer regarding anything. And he did. So I called my husband over and then his friend as well, just for accountability, because I know sometimes leadership gets, you know, they're aware of these things. So, anyways, we prayed for him, and it was very powerful, because I ended up meeting his wife like 2 weeks later. She ended up saying she asked her friend, hey, who was that couple that prayed? And the girl told us, you know, said it was us. And mm-hmm. then she introduced herself and she said, yeah, my husband said, well, she said, thank you so much for praying with me. He said it was really powerful. So that was really cool. And I just did our obedience. And I believe me, I was tired and I was a little uncertain, but I wanted to follow through with what the Lord said, you know, because sometimes from the time he speaks it to you to the time you're confronted with it, it doesn't lose the anointing, but it's like you're literally doing it in faith, you know,
and moving
in that direction. But anyways, so praise God. Praise God for that.
Yes, I thank you for the word that came forth tonight. Amen.
Yes. God bless you. Yes. Okay, I'm going to move on. So thank you. That was good. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, we have caller 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn. Let me pray for you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Father, we thank you for Carolyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just bring her before you. I'm going to silence your phone line, and then I'll come back to you, Carolyn. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and just bring her before you, God, and just dedicating her, God, unto you, God. I thank you, Lord, how you consecrate her, God, that he's just like you're bowing before him, and he's laying hands on your head and just praying and interceding and blessing you and consecrating you all at the same time. It's very loving and caring and very assuring. There's like an assurance in it for his will and his purposes to come forth. God, we thank you for even your deposit. God, the anointing of your deposit that you're placing upon her mind and instilling and inscribing upon her heart, God. We thank you for it, God. Like, it's almost like it's going into your mind and then your mind like digests it. It's like, which is so weird. But your mind is like digesting what he's imparting unto you, and then it's being inscribed upon your heart. So, which to me almost seems opposite, but that is how it's happening. So your mind is taking it in. It's like, I don't know if it's the meditation. You know, the meditation upon the word, it's like it's digesting it, and then it turns to like this liquid, and it's poured into your heart, and then it becomes inscribed upon your heart, like the pen of a ready writer is inscribing it onto your heart. There's a lot of visuals there. So thank you, Father God, Lord, for your work. Lord, we thank you for your work. And even your word, Lord, is so unique, God, how you bring things forth, Father God, and the creativity, your creative work, and your creative being, and your creative spirit. We thank you for the spirit and the wind and the fire of God, Lord. We thank you for it. Jesus' name, God. So we thank you for Caroline's mind, Father God, and the things that you're imparting personally as he is interceding, right? So he ever lives to make intercession. He's personally interceding for you and with his assurance for you. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for touching and anointing her head, God, anointing her mind, God, and her intellect for your purposes and for your will, God, to come forth, God. We thank you, Lord. Or just that burning. Let it burn within her, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in allowing her mind to digest it, to digest the things you impart to her, Father God, as you inscribe them upon her heart, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me open up your phone line. I close my eyes sometimes when I pray, and then I get lost. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I really have been praying upon my mind. I have been praying with my mind. Thank you. Reading the scriptures regarding mind. Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is really interceding for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us. Praise God for that. Very cool.
Yes. Thank you. And I would like you to help me pray in regard to, I'm trying to acquire a vehicle. So just kind of pray that God will make the way and everything will go smoothly. And also regarding strength for my work and the wisdom to just do whatever that needs to be done efficiently. Thanks.
Sure. Now, do you need to sell a car before you get this vehicle or no?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, just checking. Okay, so Father, Lord, and we all, God, lift up in faith, Caroline, her need, Lord. We lift it before you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for guiding her with your wisdom, with your light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your protection, even on the right choice of the vehicle, Father God, and leading them and guiding them in the final decision, God, and even the paperwork and the finances, making every provision in every way for them, Father, by your grace, Lord, and even things that would delight their heart and a choice in a car, God, let that be theirs, Lord, and their faithfulness and walk to you. And we pray for wisdom and provision for her workplace as well, God. We pray, Lord, that her work would love her and that she would love her work, Lord, and help her to work efficiently and effectively, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for even being with her in her mind when she works, God, that you would just give her even the winner's edge and the Lord, in her mind, that intellect and the wisdom and insight and foresight as she's working, God, even words of knowledge, Lord, and knowing how to navigate through her job and communicate as well, God. And we thank you for blessing that with your grace and your favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Bye. Okay, our next caller, 205-531. Good evening.
This is Judy May from Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, God. We just lift her up to you, God, and at your altar, Lord, and the placement and the alignment that you have for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. You know, there was a prayer, I'm sorry, I can't remember the person who prayed it, but it was a person of revival where it was talking about asking the Lord to bend them. And so it was like making them pliable to what the Lord wanted, you know, and we certainly can, I mean, I do it all the time, come before him and intercede and ask and pray. But there's something like the prayer, and it was had to do with a revival, and I can't remember the whole prayer about the man asking the Lord to bend him. I'm not sure exactly what else was in that prayer. I just remember that particular part. And so I see a reference to that with you as well. And so I thank you, Father God, Lord, just for that. Lord, I just ask that the track of revival and her like yielding, and I wish I had more time. I could book that up somehow for you to see how the Lord is correlating that and referencing that unto you and this prayer and what I'm seeing. So we thank you, Lord, for having your way in her life, God, and filling her and using her to where the Spirit would go, where the Spirit would lead, where the Spirit would bend her, God, and just bowing before you, God, and yielding before you, God, and your Spirit. Jesus' name. You know, it was said, I think I might have shared this here before with Billy Graham, that there was a book back in the day that was called Blow, Wind of God from Acts, and he was referenced as saying that sometimes before he would get up and preach or why he was preaching, he had to just step back from the pulpit and let the spirit and the wind of God just blow through and have its way. And he literally, he said, I just would have to step back from the pulpit and let the spirit blow through and have its way before he would continue speaking. Before he said that, just that recognition of, okay, now the spirit's taking over. I can be silent. I can hands off and let the spirit have its way, you know. And but there's certainly a participation in what helped bring in the spirit, and then educating the people when the spirit moves, right? That was the spirit of the Lord. So kind of like what Peter did, you know. So Father, we thank you for Julia May's role in helping to bring in the spirit and allowing the spirit, God, and using her in the lives of others as the spirit moves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Well, now, do you have any prayer requests for us? And how,
no, just
an
update. Jennifer's doing fine. She's doing fine. The water's coming off good, so she's not retaining. And my coworker, she's home. She's been home a week now. So continue to pray
fantastic.
For her. You know, yeah, she's out the hospital. She's still, you know, getting a little tired, and she's having physical and speech therapy and everything. And so, praise the God, I'm thankful. You know, she got a little, still got some ways to go because they said she still kind of get confused and have a kind of blank look on her face. But we praying God, you know, because the 9 apps, all of them not working. So, but we know she done been through a lot. He done brought her. He can continue. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, let me pray for that with the saints. And this is what I sense the Lord is just saying. Is, Lord, we dedicate Tammy's mind, Lord, that she would love you. God, her mind, her heart, her soul, and her strength unto you, God. We thank you, Lord, that she would receive your love, God, in the fullness of her capacity, God, and that she would reflect your love, Father God, back to you, Lord, and that you would use her, God. So we dedicate, Lord, the things and the desires of the commandment that you desire from her, that you would impart to her, and reconcile, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice. I'm glad you joined us tonight.
Okay. Thank you. And have a blessed holiday. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. You too. Yes, I almost forgot. And when I opened up, I knew it was Thanksgiving this week. I have like two and a half meals I have to make. So I don't know why I didn't mention it earlier. So thank you, Julia May. Everyone, happy Thanksgiving and blessings to your family. I do have a prayer. I want to pray over everyone. Let me do it now. So in case I forget, let me open it up. So here is my prayer for y'all. Is Psalm 115. Oops. Verses 14 and 15. I'm in the Amplified still, but that's okay. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for blessing your people more and more, them and their children and their household, God. You have made heaven and earth, God, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, our next caller right here, 903-918. Good evening. How am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Let me pray for you. I have about 5 more callers after Michelle. So let me pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for Michelle. Lord, we just bring her before you, Lord, and bring her to your altar, God, and just dedicate her to you, God. We ask you to have your way in Michelle's life, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you that we want to participate with what the Spirit is doing and how he's moving in her life, God, and about her life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for intercepting. The Spirit's intercepting things, like he's catching things in the Spirit so you don't get hit with them, whatever that is. Like, I don't know if it's a spiritual attack in your mind or whatever the enemy, like, you know, the prince of this air, whatever he's throwing at you, that Lord is intercepting those things and catching them. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. So I don't know if you're going through a spiritual tear. The Lord is like intercepting them and catching them in the palms of his hand, blocking them so that you're not being hit with them. Seeing like a activity in the spiritual eye, warfare, whatever that is. It's bright. There's no darkness. It's like all bright, but the things that are coming at you are like, I don't know how, it's hard to describe sci-fi. Anyways, he's blocking them. Apparently there are not things that should be touching you or hitting you. So he's blocking them. So it's both over your head and like your shoulder area as well. So I don't know if it's something, if the enemy, which when I say shoulder is, I think of yokes, right? When he says, be yoked with the Spirit of God. So the Lord's protecting. He protects and preserves the things that belong to him. He's paid a great price for us. And he goes to a great cost to continue to preserve those and fight and battle on our behalf and defend us, even with his love. It's a demonstration of him defending you with his love as a protector, right? It's a protector and like a warfare, even strategy and stance as well. And it's not just the gentle comfort and faithfulness while it's there, but it's being demonstrated with protection and fighting this battle for you. So we thank you, Lord, for the preservation, Lord, that nothing, that she's not yoked to anything else, God, but to you, God. And we thank you for your preservation and your heart and your care for her, God. And just that protection, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord, and we thank you. Because the Lord gives us garments. So I'm saying I'm going to give you a garment, laying a garment upon your shoulders. There's something with your shoulders even more. I'm not sure because as he laid that garment, it was directly on your shoulders, right? So I'm giving you, so I thank you, God, for the garments and the robes, God, that you've designed for her and that you place upon her. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. So which tells me that the battle will be won and it will be over and you will be, you know, it says he arrays us in robes of righteousness. So it's like there's many facets. Look up the word arrays. There's many facets to it, a multifaceted in these robes and these demonstrations of how he does that through his righteousness. So praise God. Oh wait.
Amen. Yeah, praise God.
Yeah. So praise God.
And you said look up what robe?
Arrays. Let me see if I can just do it. Because it says he adorns us with arrays of righteousness. A-R-R-A-Y, array or arrays, multidimensional, anyways, I'm not the definition, let me see. Okay, order, a series, an arrangement, display, particular way, to dress someone in clothes and clothes specified. Yeah, so that, so it's just an interesting word. I mean, you probably could even look that up in the Greek. Like if you find the verse it comes in and go to Blue Letter Bible and then go down, use their tools, it'll come up. You'll see all the tools there, and you can specifically look up what that word is in the Hebrew and the Greek to get even maybe further definition.
Okay.
Anyway, God bless you.
God bless you, too, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You do the same. Okay, take care, Michelle.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Evelyn from Texas.
Okay, Miss Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good. Okay. Let me, here we go. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Let me mute your phone line. I was hearing a little bit of background noise. That's why I pray here. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're establishing by your Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for even being in the center of your circumference of your Spirit. You know, sometimes the Lord does, he does a lot of things in the Hebrews in threes, you know. It's an establishment, right, where it says let every word be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. There's an establishment that comes forth. So there's a, something he's establishing, and an establishment is coming forth. So we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies, God, the testimony of the establishment to come forth as well. I just call it forth according to your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. But we do acknowledge, Lord, that you are establishing something and that he is in the center of it, the center of his circumference. In Jesus' name. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. So it's like, it's somewhat anchored too, but it's because you are a mobile temple, if you will, right? We are mobilized as the temple of God. This anchor is, it's like a mobile anchor. So it's not something you would iron and see on a boat, but there, but what he's establishing is anchored, but it's very different. It actually is like, it's like a, between a buoy and an anchor. It's like that, kind of like a buoy is anchored. I don't know if the water, if the reference with water there has to do with the Spirit, being moved in the Spirit, which probably does. So I thank you, Lord. So yeah, it's anchored. I can't really see the anchor, but I see like the buoy part of it. But knowing that it's anchored in the Lord. So I don't know if that must be something to do where like, where others can reference something in the Spirit or recognize in the Spirit, right? When things are like, it's a mark. Yeah, it's marked. It's a marker. It's a marker of the Lord. It's just so fascinating and interesting tonight. So Father, we thank you for that, God. We thank you for marking Evelyn, God, and your Spirit, Lord, and what you're doing, Lord, and what you're establishing, Father. And we look forward, God, to hearing even the testimony of what you're establishing, Lord, as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, hold on, Evelyn. I will, there you are.
Unmuted.
Okay, so very cool.
Amen. You know, I really enjoyed tonight. This was like a Bible study tonight when you started out, you know, asking the questions, am I more in love with God today than a few years ago? Do I love him more than 2 years? Or do I love him more than in January 2022? This was this is something actually to really reflect on, you know, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and number two is loving your neighbor, you know, as mm-hmm. yourself. This was just awesome tonight. And I also love Miss Sylvia, what she came about. I can definitely relate to her because I operate in those same gifts. I don't actually tell anybody because I want to feel like, you know, somebody thinks that I'm more than what I am. But I was in Lakewood Church for 17 years. And I don't know if you remember Pastor John Osteen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of miracles in the church. He would stop church service and say, a lady over here is getting healed of arthritis. And I saw him sit a man. This man came up with his back hurt, and I saw him sit this man in a chair, and he commanded his leg to grow out. And the man left perfectly normal. So one of my granddaughters, she was born with a leg shorter than the other one. She would walk up and down, up and down. So I saw Pastor Osteen do it. So I sat in a chair one day. I said, babe, put your legs together. And I spoke higher than Roshunda. I spoke to that leg, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to grow even. I promise you that leg grew even. And she walked plays. And she was on the track team at Rice University, and she was one of the number one on the track team the year that she went to Rice. And also, I was on the Charles and Francis Hunter. Do you remember them?
No.
Charles and Francis Hunter.
They were mighty, a man and woman
of God, and that was.
Are they in Texas? Are they from Texas?
Yeah, in Texas. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They passed on, but there was a lot of miracles. We even had a miracle service in the Astrodome. The last service that was in the Astrodome, actually, I was one of the ones on the ground at the Astrodome under their ministry. And there was a person that was in there. This lady was deaf and dumb, and she was in a wheelchair. And I put both my hands in her ears, and I said, I command that deaf and dumb spirit to loose you right now. And that deaf and dumb spirit left her, and her mother was so excited. You know, just so I operate in those gifts, Sister Sylvia was talking about, but I never say anything to anybody. You know, I just wish they would look and they would recognize, you know, in the church that I'm in, they will begin to move in that because, you know, people walk in the church sick and they leave sick. They never get healed.
Yeah.
They never call up, you know, and say if anybody need healing. But the second church that I go to on Sunday, it's a mighty man of God, Pastor Washington. He always used me to pray for the sick. Church that I actually belong to, they don't recognize it, you know. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you should be able to recognize it. And I never, ever say anything because I don't want to, you know, make myself, you know, seem so, you know, like I know all of this or that, you know. So I'm praying like Sister Sylvia is praying also about the right church.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's something, too, the Lord's going to have come forth. A testimony, like what he's already established in you, because when it says but the testimony of two or three witnesses, I'm wondering if this testimony of the things that are established are going to begin to come forth for you as well, you know, and, you know, let that be so for all of us, really, like for Sylvia as well, so that the kingdom of God can come forth, you know, and people are set free and healed and delivered.
Amen.
God wants liberty. He wants freedom, right? He's purchased our hearts, our souls, our minds.
Yes.
He's purchased those things that he wants us to love him with. He wants to be liberated and free and receiving more of his love, right? So anything that's diminishing that capability, even in the physical body, he wants that set free. So absolutely, God, we thank you for opening doors for her. God, we thank you, Lord, as she presses into your word, Lord, and even coming forth, Father. We thank you, Lord, for her heart, for the body of Christ, God, as she's seeking and searching, God, just as your word says, you are seeking and searching whose hearts can be strengthened. God, so we pray for the body of Christ to be strengthened, God, search her heart, God. We pray, God, that you would deal with the leadership, God, deal with those and elders, those that can have a way, God, and make a voice for it and open a door, God, and not to chastise them, God, or in any way, Lord, or condemn them, God, but to open their eyes to see, God, to know, Lord, that your spirit wants to move, God. We pray, Lord, that leaders would stop clipping the wings of the Holy Spirit, God, and just allow your wind to blow, Father God, and for the people, God, to rejoice, for the people to have liberty, and that shouts of praise would come forth for your name, Father. We thank you, God, for establishing those places, and we call it forth, God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I need prayer tonight just for a person that died today. He's on dialysis. This young lady is a friend of my daughter, but her husband's cousin, he went for a plain checkup, and he died at the hospital. You know, went in perfectly normal, and he died. That's been probably a couple of hours ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And he... Was he on did he go in for dialysis?
Yeah, he was on dialysis. I don't know if he actually went for dialysis today. Checkup, he drove himself there.
Oh my goodness.
Went in for the checkup, and they called his cousin from the hospital and said he passed away.
That is so peculiar. Okay, let's
that
pray.
That is very peculiar.
Yeah, someone needs to
I don't know
supply
if
some
if
answers.
What happened? If something may have happened at that hospital. It's very peculiar. You know, I'll find more of later on, you know, about this.
Okay.
Let's
pray for this. Yeah, that's so odd.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we pray for this man, Father God, for his family, God, his wife, and his family,
Lord.
God. We ask, Lord, for your comfort to intervene in major ways, God. We even ask that you would give them dreams. Lord, we pray, God, any shock or trauma, God, we ask that your spirit speak to them and soothe them and comfort them, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for answers, God, that supply resolution, God, in Jesus' name, God. And we know our lives are fragile, Father. And, Lord, we just ask that you speak to them, that you minister to them in ways, Lord, by your grace, by your ministering spirits, God, and your comfort, Lord, to just let them be all encompassed, God, by your hand and your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. In
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. And you have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for your word and your ministry, and I have really, really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and you have a happy Thanksgiving as well. Thank you for sharing with us, too. God bless.
Yes, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm sorry, I got lost there for a second. 704-492. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin. How are you?
Yeah.
We like Canada. Good. So, Father, we thank you for Dustin, God, in Jesus' name. Let's lift him up before your throne, God, and before your altar. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. So I'm seeing the wind of God blow. I don't know if I've seen this last week, but it was like almost like I could almost feel it like tangible, like why I was speaking. I was feeling it coming against my words, you know, like that. I could almost feel this wind blowing tangibly. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for the Lord. How's your feet planted in a stance, like it's in a stance for the Lord, and we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Just even a sense of your obedience of not to move until the Lord tells you to move, even when his spirit is moving, that you can stand. You know, some people, I've heard some people say who minister at the altar and the glory of God and the presence and the power of God is so strong, they ask the Lord to be able to stand in that power, to be able to give them the fortitude of strength to stand in that power. And so I see you in a stance in that, like that you have the ability to stand in the power and the presence of the Lord, and then also not to move, like you know your placement of where he would have you in the movement of God. And that's what I believe that that is for, like the movement of God will come and you will know and you'll be able to stand in it, but you'll also know where your place will be in it, and not to run after, you know, and to follow after as other people do, just being scattered or just with enthusiasm or emotion, but you will have a placement in the movement of God. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Okay. 817. Whoa. 619. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Leonard.
Leonard?
Hello?
Okay, Leonard.
Yes, Leonard.
Hello. Leonard, and where are you calling from?
Texas.
Texas, okay. All right, well, thank you for joining us. Let me mute your phone line for a second, and I'll come back to you in 1 minute. So, Father, we thank you for Leonard, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your work is holy. Your work is precious. Your ways are righteous. And we thank you for the work that you're doing in his life, Father God. And the Lord is building. He's building you as a pillar under his holiness, his righteousness. I know I mentioned three things, but I don't remember the third one is now. But he's building up. He's forming it like it's plaster, and he's forming you into a pillar under his hand, again, of holiness, righteousness. And I can't remember the first one I said. So we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing. That, you know, and the plaster is if he's shaping and forming you. He's shaping and forming you. He's already, as you know, created you in his image, as, and you bear that. But he's shaping and forming you and to this pillar and how he's going to use you specifically by his design. So we thank you, Lord. Wow, it's actually quite cool. Lord, so thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you remember what the first? Yes. Do you remember the first?
It broke up. It was a pillar and something else. I couldn't remember because I was walking out from the from all the noise.
Oh,
but
okay.
I heard
yeah, it was
that you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was hearing molding and shaping you, and that's funny that you would say that, because actually I am a youth pastor at our church, and my pastor just passed away last week, and you know, we're moving into another direction now, or is that, and when you said strong, and that's the character that I deal with, for is, you know, being faithful to God and listening, trying to listen to exactly what he want us to do and which way he want us to go, to see exactly what's the next move for me. And so I appreciate that prayer, because it, like you said, it's shaping you, and it's a pillar for using me for what's coming next. So appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was holiness, righteousness. It was another thing. I would have to go back and listen to that. But anyways, praise God. I was almost going to write it down as I was saying it, but then I didn't want to move from what I was seeing. Like, I felt like that was going to take me out of it. So, well, praise God. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have a good night.
Okay. Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good holiday. Thank you. Okay, so now we're on to caller 323-572. There we go. There we go. Good evening. Hi.
Hi.
Am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Keisha from Texas, but I want to stand in proxy for Royal.
Keisha for who? Royal?
Yes.
R-O-Y-A-L?
Correct.
Okay, so you want me to pray for Royal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Keisha. Let me just enter this way. Father, we thank you for Keisha, God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, as we come before your throne and before your altar, Lord, and we bring Royal to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making a way. I see the Lord making a way, sitting. There's a place that he fits, but it's like the Lord is like rubbing on, like, I don't know if this is anointing oil. It's like he is it is an oil that's so that he can fit into the place that the Lord. So it's like this. The Lord is certainly it is a type of preparation, but the Lord is also, sometimes the Lord does things where, like, he, in his goodness and obviously faithfulness, and but I see this in his steadfastness as well, is that he will take us and he will show us his loving kindness and tender mercies. And then, when we're so pliable to that and we love him so much and we're enjoying it, yada, yada, it's actually a way where he's like softening us up, because then he's going to put us into a place where we're going to say yes to it because he's made us so pliable to his weight. So that's what I see this like oil and this anointing. He's making him pliable to the things of the Lord so that he can fit him into the place that he'll say yes to it. And so, like, it's like the Lord's working him for his good and for his, his loving kindness and tender mercies. And then he responds to that. And then the Lord shows him and fits him into the place, but it's like this, he's like putting this oil on him. So he fits into there, and like the Lord has to work it a little bit to get it where he designed him to be placed. So we thank you for that, God, and just that measure of your goodness, or the measure. There's something in the word measure. Thank you, God. Measure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Royal, God. We thank you for your faithfulness to him, Lord. We thank you for your working in his life. In Jesus' name, thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And yet, because he has really been going through a lot, and it's like I said, I don't know. It's a lot he's going through, and I'm like, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't even know how to help but just to say pray and talk to God and let him order your footsteps. And so I can see the pliableness and, like you said, working you over. I can most definitely see that, because sometimes after you are tired of going through, you say, okay, Lord, enough of this. Whatever I need to do, let me do it.
Right.
So.
Yes. Yes. This is true. Yes, that is so true. So, well,
yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for joining us. God bless you, and have a wonderful holiday, you and your family.
You too. Thank you so much. Also, I did want to say, I know that you know that God uses you, but I just want to encourage you that, yes, you do. You pray for my daughter this past week, and it was on point. The prayer most definitely was on point, because you didn't know anything about her, and some of the things that you began to say, we had a conversation about before. And so I just wanted to encourage you to
to continue on. I know that you are, but just to continue on and let God keep using you, because he most definitely does, and I appreciate it and thank God for you.
Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate your genuine and sincere encouragement. God bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Keisha, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a blessed night.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Sometimes I do tell my husband, I know the enemy tries to trip me up, you know, with his ways. But sometimes I just tell my husband, I said, I don't know. I think I don't have any more prayers to pray. I'm out of prayers. So it's amazing how, but the Lord teaches me through all of it. Again, even just knowing, as I was saying earlier, one big thing that he teaches me is showing me that it's never in my strength. So even when I feel tired or I feel doubt or I feel inadequate or unworthy, whatever it might be, that the enemy is trying to distort my thinking or whatever it might be. Because even physically tired, and even sometimes I know that I don't eat the right things, the right food. You know, I notice when I, like I almost had a cup of hot chocolate before I started. But I know if I have, I've noticed for me, the more, if I have things that have artificial flavoring or makes me cough more, that's what I've noticed for me. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to do that tonight. So so anyways, even just little things. So I do appreciate that. That's encouraging. Okay, so 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Dayla.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I thought I heard a child in the background, and I was like, I wonder who this is. This must be. But it wasn't. So let me pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, just for your son and your rays, God, just a new day, like a new day arising. Not arising, a new day, a new day rising, God, in your rays and your beams, God, of your light just hitting her and permeating her, Father God, in ways that she just feels your warmth, God, your hope, Father God, even from a distance, God, she can see hope on the horizon, God, and I thank you. I thank you, God, just how you are just permeating her, God, with your warmth, with your light, with your hope, God, in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father, that even as those things happen, that you become a reflection of what's being taken in from him. So I thank you, Lord, that she will reflect this as well, God, but there's a stance or place, you know, that you're just, he is just pouring it forth on. It's almost as like the sun is arising just for you. Like it has the sun. Here's the sun, and it has your attention. There she is. And, you know, like there's her assignment for today, and it has your attention on it, your assignment on you. You know, the assignment is on you. So we thank you. We thank you, God, just for how you instruct and you command the morning. You command the morning to be hers, Father, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you for the full light of day. I think there's a verse that talks about in the full noon of day, the light will shine upon you. And so I thank you, Lord, for even making her a clean vessel, God. It's just cleaning out all the other debris. This light is just removing and, you know, any other particles that are not of the Spirit. So we thank you, Father God, for doing that. In Jesus' name, you know, one time I met a pastor and a friend introduced me to him. Well, she kept saying, I want you to meet my pastor. Come listen to him, yada, yada. This was like years ago. It was so timely. I actually took notes on what he spoke. I still have the notes, and the Lord still uses that, which the Lord reminded me this weekend about that. But anyways, when we met, she said, I want to introduce you to him after service. And so we met and we shook hands. And as soon as I made eye contact with him, the Lord spoke to me and said, he's a clean vessel. And there was so much light in his eyes, you know. So that's so cool how the Lord works, you know, to become a reflection of what we receive from him. So.
Amen. That's a very great word to hear. Yesterday was my birthday, and I had a pretty bad day yesterday, and I was just had to pray and things of that nature and see, like, because I'm kind of big on, like, how would I put it? On my birthday, trying to make sure I'm starting things off, like, freshly and, like, walking in the way that I'm, like, supposed to for that year. Like, just setting the tone, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling good yesterday or today when I woke up. So, like, to hear that, that's very encouraging. So, thank you.
Yeah, it is cool. And it's cool that even the prayer that came forth was, like, the day arising on you, and it's focused on you and commanded towards you. So that's kind of cool, you know, even though you weren't necessarily feeling it, you know, but the Lord is just like, hey, I know your heart, and I know your, you know, anyway, I just think that's cool. So loving of him. Anyway, well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and have a good holiday. Be safe.
Thank you. God bless you too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Okay, thank you, everyone. Let me just read this verse one more time in Psalms 115, verses 14 and 15. I just bless you with this, you and your household. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children, and if those are future children, and your children's children, may you be blessed of the Lord who has made heaven and earth. So God bless you. Take care, everyone. Bye.